with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is cutting short his attendance at the G7 summit in Canada because of the situation in the Middle East. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the president had a great day at the G7 and much was accomplished, but she announced the early departure, citing the intensifying conflict between Israel and Iran. At the beginning of the summit, the president warned Iran to curb its nuclear program and negotiate before, he said, it's too late. And later, he warned on social media that everyone should immediately evacuate Tehran, the Iranian capital. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's a new poll on government funding.
The Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll shows that most Americans broadly support increasing or maintaining existing levels of funding for popular safety net programs, including Social Security and Medicare, Medicaid, and food stamps. They're more divided on spending around the military and border security. The survey points to a slight disconnect between the Republicans' policy agenda and public sentiment around the domestic programs that are up for debate. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Prosecutors say the man accused of killing a Minnesota lawmaker and wounding another went to the homes of two other lawmakers to carry out more carnage on the night of the shootings. But one of the other lawmakers was not home, and the suspect left the other house after police arrived. The suspect, Vance Bolter, surrendered to police Sunday. He's accused of posing as a police officer and fatally shooting State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark in their home early Saturday. Federal prosecutors have charged Bolter with murder and stalking. This is SRN News. Another athlete runs afoul of the LGBT agenda.
The French Soccer League is suspending Nemanja Matic of the Olympique Lyon Club for covering up a rainbow badge on his official jersey during a recent match. The league was celebrating the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, and Transphobia, but Matic, who is from Serbia, is a Christian, and says his faith forbids him from promoting gay pride. League officials are unmoved, suspending him for four matches. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With Israel fighting Muslim extremists in several places, the debate over religious exemptions for ultra-Orthodox men is reaching a fever pitch. Most Jewish men are required to serve nearly 3 years of military service, followed by years of reserve duty. But the Orthodox, who make up roughly 13% of Israeli society, have traditionally received exemptions if they are studying full-time in religious seminaries. This is SRN News. A protester killed at Utah's No Kings rally was a popular designer.
Arthur Alu was apparently an innocent bystander when a member of a peacekeeping team shot at another man. Detectives did not say why the alleged rifleman pulled out a weapon, but they've charged him with murder and accused him of creating the dangerous situation that led to Alu's death. Alu leaves behind his wife and two young children. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A federal jury in Colorado has found MyPillow founder Mike Lindell defamed a former employee for a leading voting equipment company. Jurors reached the verdict Monday on Lindell, who had called the employee for Dominion Voting Systems, Eric Coomer, a traitor. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.